Howard Hendrick, DFC, presents Memoirs of Wartime, Anzac Day, Lest We Forget.
There was no aircraft services in those days, so everything went by ship. And the most of mail I got would be between 2 and 3 months old before I got it, that my mother wrote regularly. In fact, when I joined the Air Force, she didn't like me joining up. Being in England in the First World War, she knew what war was. She had to sign a statement, or my father did, with her approval, that I could join up as air crew. And she said, if you're going to join up, I only sign on one condition, that every week of your life you're away, or if you're in the Air Force, you write to me. So I did. Every week of the whole my whole 4 years in the Air Force, I wrote to her. When I come back after the war, she opened this trunk, and there were all my letters, every one of them I'd written, in a trunk she had kept. Yes, so we got mail up every 2 or 3 months. We got a lot of parcels from home. The Red Cross were very good, the Salvation Army. They'd send parcels to air crew in England and people in North Africa as well. We even got fruit cake, socks and scarves and all those sort of things come. But all our letters were censored. Every letter I wrote had been opened, and it's censored to make sure we didn't tell them what squadron we belonged to, who we were bombing, what we were bombing. We weren't allowed to discuss anything to do with the war. We could just say what we were doing around our village or town, or we couldn't even tell them where we were.